All right, it's been my show for 20 minutes, and I haven't even addressed the listeners quite yet. I am Mookie. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. Again, broadcasting from our Pearl Street studios. That was music from The Burning of Rome, Cowboys and Cut Cigars, and the band, at least three members of the band, are here with me today. Hi!
Hey, Mookie.
Hey.
How are things, you guys?
Things are swell.
Adam, who did you bring with you today?
I brought Kevin, our bass player, and Amy, our glockenspielist.
Amy plays a lot more than just the glockenspiel, though, right?
I do. Yeah.
Right.
I play the synthesizers.
Sure. And you, too. Last time I saw you guys, it was House of Blues last week with Psychedelic Furs, and you had that big old bass guitar.
I had that, yeah, exactly, because I broke mine, like, the day before, so I had to borrow one.
Oh, you had to borrow one?
Yeah, from the boss of the label, which was really nice.
The boss of your label?
Of our label, yeah, Surf Dog.
Let's touch on that soon, because I do want to know about Surf Dog, but I guess we go back a couple of years. The last time I saw you before last week must have been at the Tin Can Ale House in San Diego like a freaking year ago, but you guys have been grinding it out and pretty much a success when it comes to, you know, an independent artist. It feels like you guys are doing it right. You should be very proud of the road that you guys are on right now.
We're trying, man. We're trying.
Adam, when you meet people on the street and you tell them that you're a musician and they ask you what type of music you play, what do you tell them?
I'm too embarrassed to tell them I'm a musician. No, it's tough. That's like the biggest challenge of this band, I think, is just describing what the music sounds like.
Right.
I like our guitar player's analogy. He said that it sounds like it's kind of like if you took a rubber ball in a small room and just threw it as hard as you could, and it just ricocheted everywhere. That would be how he'd describe our music.
You're right.
It's kind of appropriate.
That's,
you know,
cool.
It's a little all over the place.
Your music is complex at times. It's poppy at times. It's very dark at times, and yeah. You're a multi-instrumentalist yourself, right?
Yeah, I dabble in the guitar, I do the mandolin.
And the keys?
The keys, tickle right. The ivories.
Are you a classically trained guy?
No, I'm mostly self-taught. You know, I took some piano lessons at like a community college once, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, you know, when I was a kid, I tripped over my speaker cable while listening to the Beatles, and you know they do hard panning on the Beatles stuff, so it's like boom, just piano coming out of one speaker. It's like, okay, so I just unplugged the other one, sat that speaker on the piano, and just went at it and trying to figure out all the Beatles songs as a kid.
No kidding.
That kind of transpired over to just me playing keys in this band, and yeah, that's kind of how that got started.
Originally, you're from where?
San Diego.
Okay.
Well, I was born in Los Angeles, but raised in San Diego, and now I'm back up in LA.
And that, right, how does it work with the band? Because some members are still in San Diego. You relocated to Los Angeles, which a lot of artists are doing that these days.
Yeah, Kevin lives up there with me.
Is it hard to come together? I mean, you guys are touring right now, which
it's a little bit of a burden. But
it is. Usually we just...
It's not too bad.
Like,
we're in Oceanside is where we're kind of our headquarters.
Like halfway through.
So it's a bit of a trek, but well worth it.
Again, The Burning of Rome in studio right now on member-supported radio. What do you think of our studios, you guys?
It's awesome. Beautiful.
Nice. It's friggin' awesome. You
it's
know,
amazing.
I've worked for, you know, Clear Channel, CBS Radio down south, and, you know, it's nothing compares to just the studio space here. I mean, PCH is right there. The Pacific Ocean, is over
we're
here.
We're going to the beach after this.
Yeah, you really should.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And, again, down the line, hopefully, you know, when we link up with a traditional venue, hopefully you guys will come and play and maybe raise some money for this community radio station.
For sure. Absolutely.
For our listeners, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So how many records are available to the general public right now from The Burning of Rome?
I mean, we have one official record that we put out. There were two demos that we released before that one. They might be a little bit harder to come across because since we signed with Surf Dog, we just have the one With Us, which were the tracks that you just played is off of With Us. And so I'd say that that's probably your best bet if you're looking to find our tunes. You're going to probably find that one, and if you're lucky, you'll find the others if you dig deep enough.
And all the stuff up until now, it's been written and recorded in Southern California?
Yeah. Well, everything that's been released so far has all been in Southern California.
Sure.
I was telling you, off-air.
Off-air, right.
We were doing some recording in Texas recently.
You talk to bands. A lot of bands are relocating to Joshua Tree or Big Sur or it's like a remote location to get the creative juices flowing.
Sure.
Why Texas?
Oh, well, we became buddies recently with Paul Leary, the guitar player of the Butthole Surfers. He's produced you know, everything from Flaming Lips, Rocky Erickson. He did all the Butthole Surfer stuff. He did Meat Puppets. The most successful album was the Sublime stuff. He did all the Sublime tracks. But anyway, he actually remixed the song that you just played. And then after he remixed it, he was like, this is awesome. You guys are awesome. Let's do some tracking.
How did he find you in the first place?
They had released... Yeah, they released an album on Surf Dog.
Speaking of Surf Dog, who are they and how did you link up with them? And do they allow you guys to have creative control?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess that's a major decision factor sometimes in aligning yourself with a label, right?
Yeah. Well, they knew what they were getting into when they signed it. So it's like
weird.
Yeah, it's...
You guys are a little weird. Adam, what were you wearing at that House of Blues show last Friday?
I was wearing the dress that I wore in our Norman Bates music video. And I had...
He had his pretty face on.
I had my pretty face on.
Very,
little lipstick, little mascara. Yeah. It was good.
A little creepy.
A little creepy.
By the way, who are we missing from the band? Anyone to say hi to out there?
Yes, our drummer Lee and our guitar player Joe. They're in San Diego doing God knows what.
Well, you guys did bring some instruments. It's that appears to be a ukulele, unless I'm not a musician. I don't claim to be one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we also brought a guitar, and
it's a glockenspiel.
What's called a glockenspiel?
Yes.
All right, well, if it'd be agreeable to you guys, I'd like to rip into a song here, Little Piranhas.
Sure.
And we'll come back. We'll hang out more in our Pearl Street studios. You guys are going to perform right in front of my face. That's one of the major perks of this particular gig. It's a revolving door of amazing artists, and I get performances... right here, and it's amazing. Again, the Burning of Rome here in our studios on member-supported KX93.5. Give us the VH1 Storyteller's moment with this song. Is there a story behind it, Little Piranhas?
Little Piranhas is a song about a kind of a forbidden love affair that occurs within this Amazon tribe, and these savages chase after this couple and ultimately ruin them.
They die.
At the end. They get thrown into a river of little piranhas.
You're on some crazy stuff, man. All right, this is the Burning of Rome. You heard this song first right here on KX93.5. The song is called Little Piranhas. And more from our Pearl Street studios in just a couple minutes from now. Oh, your mic's on. Everybody, act naturally. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach. Oh, you see what I did there? It rolled right into the next song. I will stop
that. Get some background
music. Yeah, no kidding. The Burning of Rome is here. You just heard a song by The Burning of Rome. It was called Little Piranhas. Before that, Cowboys and Cut Cigars, an independent band off the Surf Dog Records label from right here in Southern California. The song we actually kicked off the hour with, basically, the Dallas Cowboys took notice. How did that even happen?
Our owner of our label, he's buddies with their music supervisor and gave him a ring, and they listened to the track, and they were into it.
That's cool.
And so now it's their... it's their touchdown theme song.
You use these terms like music supervisors. For the public, general public who don't know like what that is, I feel like that's the new frontier. All the radio programmers want to be music supervisors right now. What is that?
A music supervisor is somebody that advises either a company or a television station or a movie or whatever for the music that's going to be placed within that.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's those people who pick music for mainly TV and film.
Yeah.
And Dallas Cowboys, when they score a touchdown this season at, you know, Cowboys Stadium, you will hear The Burning of Rome being played on
Absolutely.
The PA system, which is insane. Even the song that we just played, Little Piranhas, you said it got picked up on some sort of Sea Life
documentary
yeah. I imagine.
Yeah. It's actually on MTV now, too.
It's called Drying for Freedom, I think, the documentary.
Drying for Freedom, yeah. A buddy of ours in the UK did a documentary film, and he used that track, and... right now they're spinning it on MTVU is playing it right now.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Right on. MTVU, at least they play music.
They
right?
still play music videos.
Crazy.
Yeah. I was a little surprised when I heard myself that they were still playing music videos.
No kidding. Yeah. I don't even have TV myself, and I like it better that way. I just relocated to Carlsbad. I've been holding off on getting internet and cable, and then we go home and just like put on a record.
Yeah.
It's like the best thing
great.
Ever,
that's
you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, but now I'm finding out that records, like new prints of stuff, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go used apparently, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta hunt in the thrift stores, man.
I know.
That's where you go.
And you thumb through, right? And all
get
of a sudden
your
might
Herb
find
Albert
a little gem.
And Tijuana Brass
sure.
for 50 cents.
Right?
That's
or like $2.99 or whatever.
Yeah.
Do we have any vinyl pressings of any Burning of Rome material?
Oh, yeah.
We
that's,
do.
That's
yeah.
out there somewhere?
Yeah,
yes.
we do. Yeah, the album with us, there's a vinyl version of, and there's some rarer copies of a 45 that we put out
cool.
about 2 years ago. But with us is in abundance on vinyl record. Mm. Get that on Amazon.
Burning of Rome here. You could tweet at the band. It is at Burning of Rome, and that goes directly to you. I imagine if people tweet at you, you'll retweet and tweet
Absolutely.
Right back at them, right?
Well, all sorts of tweeting. Twitter,
right?
Twat, tweet, oops.
I think that's the term. You do have a presence online, and your music and videos do live on the internet for everybody to download and view or whatever. But right now you're hitting the road. You're not playing any shows later on tonight, from what I understand. Tomorrow, Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple gigs in L.A. tomorrow. We're doing Origami Vinyl in the afternoon, and then we're going to do Los Globos.
Mm-hmm. Have you played that venue before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
What are those venues? And forgive me for not knowing.
Origami Vinyl is...
just a record store.
Is a record store.
Rad.
That's an amazing record store,
yeah,
in
sure.
Echo Park. Mm-hmm. Possibly the coolest one in Los Angeles. And Los Globos is a...
it's a venue off Sunset, right?
It's next to the Silver Lake Lounge.
Yeah, it's next to Silver Lake Lounge. It's kind of like if you hybridized a prom with a strip club. I'd say that's kind of what Los Globos.
No, are people attentive there, and do people dig on their music at that venue?
Yeah, it's
cool.
Got a really weird vibe, but it works. You know, it's like this kind of like gangster hangout that for some weird reason has like independent shows thrown there. But
crazy.
It's actually really awesome.
Well, you guys have toured the country before, right?
Yes.
And
yep.
Was there any city that you came across anywhere in the country where you were like, wow, people here in Missoula, Montana or St. Louis, they really dig on the music of The Burning of Rome? Like, what city was a pleasant surprise?
Well, there are a few of them.
Yeah.
You know, I think...
because, yeah, your shows are high energy and completely off the hook. With a good crowd, I imagine it's just a...
oh, yeah. No, I think
awesome.
Denver was one in particular that I'd never even
Probably
been to Denver before.
My favorite stop. On
that
the
might
tour.
Have been the best stop on the
amazing.
Tour.
Cool.
And
yeah.
We played Summerfest, which was surreal.
Milwaukee.
Out in Milwaukee. opened for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs out there.
Cool.
So that was goodness.
That was insane.
Very cool.
Chicago.
Did you get to meet Karen O?
No, but
I got to stare at her
from afar.
Yeah.
Just as good almost.
I got to eavesdrop on her conversation she was having in her dressing room.
Do you still get starstruck type of thing?
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, meeting people?
We love her.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Again, Burning of Rome here on member-supported radio. Thank you for supporting independent radio, you guys.
Absolutely.
Again, if there's anything you ever want to get the word out for, new music you want to test out on the public, you could always swing by, and our studios are open. I tell people there's only so much K-Rock or Clear Channel can do for artists. And, you know, I could stop down the station on the Thursday afternoon, you know, and do an interview with the Burning of Rome.
Absolutely.
And nobody's going to tell me not to do it.
Absolutely.
Which is part of the beauty of this thing. But now you're on the road with Psych Furs.
Yep.
How'd that happen?
It was through Richard Butler, their guitar player. He, once again, that was through Surf Dog. You know, they got on the horn with him and played him some tracks, and he dug it and said, "We've got, you know, a handful of shows that are open if you guys want to hop on them." And
right. It's more than a handful, you know, for the remainder of the month and I guess the rest of the summer, September. It appears. Yeah.
That, yeah, we're going up the coast with them. We're going to go.
That's great.
Up to Seattle and
Idaho.
Go through Idaho and Utah and come back down through the coast and do some shows in California with them. So it'll be amazing.
So,
yeah.
Coming to a town near you, The Burning of Rome on KX93.5. If it would be agreeable, I'd love to get a couple songs out of you live in our studio right now.
Absolutely.
Is that cool?
That is more than cool.
All right, well, let's get situated. Last time I saw you perform, you actually had the bass guitar, but now you got a ukulele.
Yeah.
And you were behind the keyboard, I guess.
Yeah.
Now you got a guitar.
I'm going for it.
All right, cool. Well, sometimes when bands are called upon to do radio promotions and stuff, you got to do a stripped-down type of acoustic set. So thank you so much for doing it today.
Our pleasure, man. Our pleasure.
What did you guys want to play first?
Well, you got the uke out, so I'm thinking Norman Bates we'll start with.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. All right, Burning of Rome in studio whenever you guys are ready.
All right. Thank you.
Very cool. That is the exclusive KX93.5 version of Norman Bates, you guys. Thanks so much for doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
That is Burning of Rome live in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio. We are KX93.5. If you're new to the radio station, thanks so much for joining us here in Laguna Beach or online on KX93.5.com. You could be a member of the radio station and help keep the dream alive. All the details are there. On our website, the recording process, you were just telling me that you relocated to Texas to work with a new producer. Mm-hmm. What has changed from that process to like that first Burning of Rome record that you guys put out? You know, was it all recorded live? Was a lot of it tweaked in the studio as you were going and like written on the fly?
There were a few tracks that were, you know, Paul Leary's just, he's tenacious. So we went in there. Originally, the plan was to record 3 songs. We wound up recording 17. So he...
how long was that session? Several days?
We did it in different stages. We were at Sonic Ranch, which is just this majestic oasis.
So beautiful.
It's 40 miles outside of El Paso. It's like just Neverland for musicians. It's absolutely incredible. And we were out there for about a week, a little over a week, and then we flew out to Austin and worked at a studio called The Wire with an amazing engineer named Stuart Sullivan, who's kind of Paul's go-to guy out in Austin. And we were out there for another 10 days. We took a break from mixing, and then I'm going back out there again to do some touch-ups in a couple days, and I'll be cool. out there for another week.
So is it layers upon layers of tracks type of thing?
Or absolutely. Did you do your, of these sessions have over 200 channels going simultaneously. And then
that's gnarly.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah, it's not like reel-to-reel anymore. Like, you're not, you know, cutting tape with like a razor blade.
Not doing that, but we did track some stuff through tape for the compression of it, but then you just bounce it out
for like the sheer sound of it.
Yeah, well, there's a natural compression that comes from tape. We're getting all techie now. Everyone's gonna be bored.
I'm interested in this. I feel like we have a lot of musicians who listen to this radio station.
True,
and we like
yeah.
to talk about the industry.
That's true. Yeah,
and all of that stuff. Again, the Burning of Rome in studio. Catch them coming to a town near you. Currently on the road with the Psychedelic Furs. There are videos online.
Yeah.
I don't know how you. Not get into it completely, but you were just telling me about you guys had a great idea to shoot a video down in Mexico.
Yes.
Right? And who...
This wasn't our great idea. This was our friend's great idea.
Yeah, who convinced you to do that, and ultimately what had happened? Because the story is kind of good.
This was our buddy Franck Duran. He's...
Wait, and there's a 30... I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
There's a 30-second video on your Facebook page. That's where I saw it, and it kind of...
There's a longer one. There's more than that. If you YouTube it, it's in there somewhere.
All right, so what was the big idea behind this video?
We were basically told that we were going to... we're going to Mexico, we're shooting a video, it's going to be awesome. And we said, yes, let's do that. And our buddy, Franck, he had shot some videos for us in the past. He's an amazing director, super talented guy.
Cowboy Death Pop Star.
Yeah, he
That's
did.
The other one he did.
He did that one for
okay.
us. Anyway, so we get to Tijuana, and we're in this tunnel shooting. Everything looks like it's going good. And then an SUV pulls up. And out pops a fleet of gentlemen in ski masks and jumpsuits with assault weapons screaming at us in Spanish.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
We are utterly petrified, and they hold us hostage. They line us up against a wall. All of us, the director, the producer, the whole crew, everyone's lined up against the wall. These dudes are screaming at us. None of us speak Spanish, so we have no idea what's going on. We're just pissing our pants at this point.
Absolutely. I don't blame you.
And
that's the last thing that you want anywhere, especially when you take a trip down to Mexico.
No.
And gnarly.
So about halfway through this altercation, you know, things are getting a little heated. Tensions are elevating more and more. These gentlemen in ski masks appear to be getting more and more upset, and we're freaking out. And right then, director yells, "Cut! It's not real. we hired these guys. The guys take off their ski mask, put the guns down, start apologizing to us profusely. They're like, we're sorry, they just hired us to do this. Right.
So the whole idea was to go down to Mexico, shoot a video with you guys not in the know.
Yeah, right. We were completely blind to all of this happening, and that's what the concept of the video was, that he wanted to have us kidnapped, and that he wanted the reaction to be authentic, so he obviously didn't tell us.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough faith in our acting skills.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So ultimately, did the video happen? Did you shoot a complete thing down there?
We finished it.
Yeah, we finished it. No, we finished. We were good sports about it, and we finished it and hung out with these assailants.
We were already there.
So we hung out with them. We continued shooting, and he made it into a three-part series. We didn't go back down for the part two and three to shoot. We just finished the first one.
We were
one
too and then, scared, even though it was fake.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I mean, just you telling me that, like, I got goosebumps. And I even knew it was fake.
Oh, man. It was crazy. Terrifying, yeah.
Some of our friends couldn't watch it. They, like, got super upset.
Mm-hmm.
His cousin got really upset. You weren't there, though, I think. She, like, got... Because it was very real-looking.
That's a very cruel trick, you guys.
Well, it is a cruel trick.
That makes for it's a hell of a story.
But, you know, all in the name of art, right?
Absolutely. So. Burning of Rome here in studio. Speaking of art, there are those musicians whose, you know, the music just flows out of them, whether they're writing, recording, creating, sculpture, pictures, watercolor, whatever. Also in the performance on stage. You think about artists like Patti Smith, who... You know, like a whirling dervish on stage, you know, fell off one time in Florida and broke her neck just because she got so into the performance. You guys watching Adam do his thing on stage every night, you guys get the feeling that, you know, Adam is, in fact, this true artist and it just comes out of him?
Him and Joe is just...
Say what?
Him and Joe, both on stage are...
I think they're just shaking their heads at me, going, this belligerent ass, get him on stage.
No, I can tell.
No, I mean, people love it, so yeah. I don't think that.
No, I can tell it's a genuine thing, and I feel like I don't really know you guys personally, but you know, I do feel like the music just flows out of you, and you need that creative outlet at all times. Am I kind of close?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
More questions. Dude... I feel like Peter Murphy, Bela Lugosi type of vibes sometimes, sure. You know, right? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah,
kind of
the
new school dark wave type of thing.
It's crazy the things that people compare our music to. That's when you were asking before, what does it sound like? And that's what I'm just mm-hmm. like, I've had people say, I mean, we get Flaming Lips a lot. We get, I have gotten Bauhaus before. I've gotten.
You ever get Nick Cave?
I've gotten Nick Cave before. I've gotten like the strangest stuff. Like people say, like a lot of people say, I sound like Soundgarden. Like, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
Soundgarden?
So confusing.
And I would never have thought that that's our sound.
Right.
But, you know, it goes. I mean, I've had Silverchair. Someone compared us to once.
Well,
I don't even know
who that is.
That's silly.
I was like, really? You think we sound like Silverchair?
You don't know Silverchair? You don't remember them from the 1990s?
Oh, yeah. You know Silverchair.
I was very young in the 1990s.
I guarantee you've heard Silverchair.
Sure. Again, three members of the Burning of Rome here in studio on Member Supported Radio. We're spending quite a long time here in our Pearl Street studios. Can I get another song out of you before it's all said and done? And again, is there anything you wanted to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of the Burning of Rome quite yet, you guys?
You know, I think if they just check it out, we're on Facebook, everywhere online. We're just a Google away, so.
Sure.
You know, look us up and come out to a show and say hi.
Absolutely. Oh, you brought out a different instrument, didn't you?
Mandolin.
Cool, man. Very cool. So what do you want to play next?
Oh, we're going to do Island.
All right, very cool. Now, this is available for everybody to go and find, I imagine, or is this yet to be released?
Yeah, it's on with us. Yeah, it's on the same album of all these tracks that we've been doing.
Okay,
so.
Cool. Again, Burning of Rome, whenever you're ready, you guys.
All right.
Lean on. that monkey best not swing my way. But more than this, with just one kiss, I'd kill these men in your name and say.
Very cool. I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. That is The Burning of Rome live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. You guys got to come back soon.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and talk tales of the road or, new music or whatever.
Absolutely. Cool. We'll be back for sure.
Again, anything else to address before we let you go and explore Laguna Beach?
I love you, Mookie.
And I heart you. So damn much. Again, The Burning of Rome, thanks so much for being here. What did I want to play next? I wanted to play the actual track, the Norman Bates song. Yeah, and
let's
people could
it.
Find this off what record again?
With Us.
All right, fair enough. This is Norman Bates from The Burning of Rome. Thank you so much for your time, you guys.
Thanks, Mookie.
Enjoy the beach.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You got it.